Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In moments, we're going to hear from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. His record is outrageous. I believe he's 56-24. What line? Okay. Be awesome if you told me that, Jeff. We have Maryland Governor Wes Moore on line 9. Governor, how do you do?
I was just listening to you praise my record. So keep going.
Dude, I mean, you're 54-26. It's unbelievable. That is.
Governor, you should have came in studio today, man. We had gumbo.
Yeah.
Listen. The day's not over. The day's not over. I might come peek in.
It's almost over for us, though.
Governor, you have some resources. Depending where you are, getting the chopper, you could be here in 10 minutes. We got plenty of gumbo left.
I could be there before it gets cold. I'm telling you.
Now,
I'm telling you, man.
I hope you would be proud. I am defending the great state of Maryland when it comes to B. Mitch talking crabs. I understand a lot of the crabs are from Louisiana, but we know how to cook them better here. That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly right. And listen, I mean, all these people, and I hear all
that's
these
not true.
Virginians,
that's not
well,
true,
well where do they? Yeah, all the Virginians, well, where do the crabs come from and this and that? It's like, yeah, but the crabs are doing what everybody's doing, which is coming to Maryland. That's the whole point.
Yeah, because y'all come and y'all buy them. Y'all making our crabs too expensive in Louisiana.
Governor, how about – we got to make picks, obviously. We know the games. But what about this Commander season, man? I mean, just the back-to-back wins over the Eagles and the Falcons. One goes to overtime. One's a last-second win. It's really, I mean, Jaden Daniels, all of it. It's just been so impressive. And I know you've been there for most of the home games. And you've got to be enjoying it.
I'm loving it. But honestly, it's like the whole culture's changed. And that's what's really beautiful, man. It's not just that the team is winning. It's that the team is worth rooting for. And I do think there is a difference. There's some teams that are winning teams, but are just really difficult when you look at their stars and their organization. It's difficult to root for them. Like, this is one where you feel good rooting for this team. And listen, I'm giving all love and respect to Jaden Daniels. I mean, he is going to be the runaway rookie of the year. And he's going to be the first time you're going to have a rookie who will probably get some MVP votes. And so you're going to see what he's doing is special. But what's really amazing, too, is that the coaching has kicked up significantly.
Yeah.
Their offensive line has kicked up significantly. I mean, areas where they were having real problems, things like their secondary. You're watching their secondary actually shutting teams down, which is wild. So you're seeing a different type of team that they're putting up right now. And so, I mean, I'm really proud of what they're doing, and I'm proud of what they're this young leader in Jaden is really bringing to this franchise.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch. Why don't we start there then? I know your time might be limited, so we can start right there. The Commanders are traveling down to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Cowboys have already been eliminated. Washington only playing for seeding. Still a division game. These things are always hard to figure out. What do you think happens?
I think the Commanders blow these boys out. Listen, the Cowboys, and you know, as you know, I enjoy rooting against the Cowboys. Like, actively,
I'm aware.
I enthusiastically root against the Cowboys. But I'm almost feeling bad for it at this point because they're just a really bad team. You know, they're a team that has been struggling all year long. And you see how it's not even just that their players, they've had a tough time actually getting players to choose Dallas. They're having a difficult time keeping them on the field. You still have a situation with Dak that, you know, he's done. And now with CeeDee Lamb out for the final week, I'm just not sure what options the Cowboys actually have. And so the Commanders have already said that they actually have something to play for, where it's not just respect. They're actually playing for higher seeding, that they know they're going to be an automatic playoff team. And so especially because the Commanders are going to go full throttle down there, I don't think the Cowboys have a shot.
I tend to agree with you. I'd be very, very pleased if you are proven correct on that one. Let's keep it going. One that doesn't really matter. I don't know who you want to win in this because I know how you feel about both of these organizations. Bengals, Steelers, Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I can't stand either one of them. But the thing about it is both of these two teams have something to play for. And the ironic thing is that neither one are bad teams. The problem is they have, you know, with the, if you look at the Bengals, their defense is embarrassing. I mean, their offense is actually pretty solid. I mean, you have some of the best offensive tools and some of the best offensive players in the entire NFL on that team, where, you know, Burroughs is, again, he's not in the same category as Lamar, but he's a very good quarterback. And then you have folks like Chase. I mean, you have a solid team on there, the Bengals. It's just that their defense could not stop a very good college team.
No.
At this point. They are just putting up – I mean, the teams are putting up just ridiculous numbers against the Bengals. And then you have the Steelers, where, you know, the Steelers' defense is actually continues to be very strong, but their offense, you know, just decides when it wants to show up and when it doesn't want to show up, which is never going to mean you're going to be a good or consistent team in the NFL. So, but the thing about both these two teams have something to play for. They have something to fight for. And so I think they're going to be putting their best foot forward. But I do think the Steelers pull this one out, because this Bengals defense is embarrassing at this point.
Yeah. It's astonishing that the Bengals are probably going to finish the season with statistically the best quarterback in the NFL from a volume standpoint. Highest yardage,
absolutely,
highest touchdowns.
Absolutely.
The best wide receiver in the NFL by a mile, yardage, touchdowns.
But they're throwing it like 800 times more than everybody else.
And the sack leader in the – all I'm saying is they're going to finish with three statistical leaders. That's really hard to do and probably not make the playoffs. They got to fire that coach. They're not going to listen to me. Fine.
I could not agree with you more, because what you've just laid out and what we were saying before about when you have an offensive juggernaut, which they are, an offensive juggernaut in the way that the Bengals are, and you lose and you finish with a losing record, let's be clear, the front office has some decisions to make.
Totally. But unfortunately, they got cheap ownership and they're not going to do anything.
Right.
You want to pick your – I don't think this is going to take a tremendous amount of time, Gov. Cleveland against Baltimore.
The best team in the NFL against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Let me see how this one goes. Here's the thing. When I see the best team in the NFL, people have got to see, and I think they saw over the process past week, that I don't say that because I'm like a homer or a fan. I mean, look how many Pro Bowlers the Ravens just put out.
Yeah, y'all almost got a whole damn starting team.
They look excellent. They look like they're peaking at the right time.
And they are. And we always talk about it. The key thing going into the playoffs, it's the two H's. Are you hot and are you healthy? And the thing about the Ravens is right now we're both. We're both hot and we're healthy. I do not see all of our players playing the entire game. I think that, you know, Harbaugh is probably going to be smart about going into the playoffs, but I also think Harbaugh is not trying to lose. And we're at home against a team that has just struggled all year long. And so while I don't think that we're going to see a whole lot of Lamar or a whole lot of Zay or a whole lot of Derrick Henry or a whole lot of Kyle Hamilton, I think, you know, or a whole lot of Roquan, I think we're going to sit a lot of them during the particularly during the second half. I don't think Harbaugh wants to lose going into the playoffs. And so I think that the Ravens pull this one off.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not even doing a bit here. Do you know who the Browns are starting at quarterback?
No idea.
It's
no idea.
They don't want to – they're like not making it public, but it's either Bailey Zappe or Dorian Thompson Robinson. So, Gov, are you aware of what the point spread is in this game?
What is it?
20 points. The Ravens are laying 3 touchdowns. That's insane.
Well, only thing I got to say, I'm not going to lie, like, I probably wouldn't take the points on that because I don't think the Ravens are going to play their players.
Right. I think there's real questions why, if you get into the third quarter and are up 2 touchdowns, why you have anybody out there. I think that impacts the Commanders this week, too, and there's a bunch of interesting games. But we got 2 games left, Gov, that are not like that whatsoever.
Before I say that, I will say this about the defense. And again, I'm glad you knew the quarterback's names because I didn't, who the Browns might put up. But The Ravens are probably the most complicated defense in the NFL to figure out just because of the amount of schemes that we throw at you. So the Ravens are a tough defense against a seasoned, settled NFL quarterback. You throw someone in there who this is the first time they're seeing it, the Ravens defense will feel like they're 15 players on the field. That's how many schemes that we throw at you. So this is going to be a real complicated game for the Browns.
Yeah, I totally agree. Two games where at least one of the teams is desperate for a win. Let's start. I think they're playing this one in Denver. Kansas City Chiefs against the Broncos. Carson Wentz, your starting quarterback for KC. Denver needs it. I think it's winning in for Denver, and they're a big favorite.
Yeah, I think Denver does win this one because I think Denver is the only team that really has something to play for. I mean, I believe Coach Reid has already said that he's sitting in Mahomes and he's sitting Kelsey. So, I mean, I think that for this one, the Chiefs have already lost the aspiration of having an undefeated season. They already have the first seed bought in. They already have the bye in the first round. The playoffs in the AFC runs through Kansas City. They have no incentive of playing their players out here today. So, and the Broncos actually have an incentive to go out there and win, and it's at home. So I'm actually with it. I'm going with the Broncos on this one. And again, if this were two teams that had something to play for, who were both going to play all their players, my answer would be different. Sure. But it's not. So I'm going with Denver.
So that team, that Kansas City team that nobody said was any good all year, they're sitting at home, already made the playoffs, got the home field locked up, but analytically they say they're not good.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm telling you, B-Mitch, this has been the most frustrating thing is all year long, everyone has been like, oh, you know, they're not the same. Even when they win, they're like, you know, it's not the same kind of win. I'm like, I'm sorry, they won, right?
Yeah, their defense is good.
That's the point.
Yeah. Right.
They literally have lost one game in an entire calendar year.
Yeah.
So until that dynamic changes, miss me with the they're not winning the same argument.
Right.
I don't buy it.
They're 15-1 with a plus 97 point differential. And like your boys, like the Ravens, I think the Chiefs are playing their best ball right now.
Yeah, because they got those receivers back.
Yeah. And
correct.
That's going to be – Brian and I were talking about this, Governor. I think in the AFC, it is absolutely one of Kansas City, Buffalo, or Baltimore that is going to represent that conference in the Super Bowl. I think one of those three is going through.
100%.
I think the NFC is wide, wide open. And
Commanders,
A lot of it starts with
put
who
it
gets
out there,
the
Jay. Put it out there, Commanders.
You could say they're not the closest thing to a sure thing, but I would not count them out. I would not close the door on them.
No.
Winning three games, getting red hot, they could do that.
I'm going to just put it out there in the atmosphere.
That's right. And listen, we talk about it, hot and healthy. The Commanders are both. The biggest challenge and the biggest question that the Commanders are going to have is going to be on the road because the entire playoff is going to have to be on the road. And so, and they are just, as of right now, they are a better home team than they are an away team. Mm-hmm. And so that is the biggest question that the Commanders are going to have to answer is can they go on the road against some of the best teams in the NFC and pull out victories? But I agree, it's totally wide open. I would not bet against the Commanders because they're hot and they are healthy. But the entire playoff is gonna have to be in enemy territory.
Totally. Well, then the last game that's going to decide the one seed in the NFC, the last game I'm asking you to pick, Lions-Vikings. This thing should be awesome. Who do you think brings it home?
This is such a good game. I mean, this by far is going to be the best game of the weekend because these are two teams that are not just worried about what is their playoff seed. These are two teams who legitimately look at it and say it's either a Super Bowl or this was a failed season.
There you go.
And that's actually exciting. I think that the Lions pull this one off. Even though I got to tell you, Justin Jefferson to me is just one of the most impressive players in the league for sure. Right now. He's so difficult to match up with. He changes the entire scheme of a defense because if you think you have anybody on your team who can match up with him single-handedly, I think you're crazy. I think he's that talented. And again, he's the ultimate decision maker. He's the ultimate playmaker, where the entire defense needs to know where he is at all times. I just think that the Lions right now are just playing really good football. I think they're playing really committed football, and so I think that they end up winning this one, even though this is going to be a hell of a game. And not to mention the fact that both of these two teams understand that the NFC, there's a very good chance it runs through one of these two.
Totally. You get that one seed, you get the bye, you get home field.
Yep.
Both of those domes get loud.
Very.
It'll be pretty wild, man.
That's exactly right. And they saw that last year. I mean, like, you know, with the exception of just like that miracle year that the 49ers had last year, which obviously they showed a complete inability to repeat. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lions and the Vikings are both two teams that have shown they have staying power in the NFC. So they're going to be tough. And I think this is a game that a lot of Commanders fans will be paying attention to this game, because if the Commanders are successful, it's going to be probably one of these two teams that they will see to figure out who goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Playoff football, Gov. You know, usually I think we run the picks all the way through Super Bowl weekend, but this year there's still Commanders games to be picking. We're used to doing it with the Ravens. It's a different ball game now.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows? We might have to pick the Super Bowl of the Ravens Commanders this year.
I would love to see that.
I mean, it would be wild. If that happens, I am sure you will end up in New Orleans. Can we get one night out, B. Mitch, Finley, and the governor on Bourbon Street?
Let me tell you, New Orleans ain't ready for that.
hey, Gov, you know, I know a few spots.
Governor, I know you got to run.
I'm down.
All right.
We appreciate your time sincerely, man. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. God bless y'all.
All right, take care, man. Same to you.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, all-time good dude right there. And, dude, on fire making picks.
Yeah, yeah.
54-26 on the year, man.
Can you imagine if we were to go down there? We have insecurity. We'd be good.
That would be something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A couple things I want to do.
It'd be very interesting.
Toby Altizer's here. Virginia Tech has their bowl game today. Other shows get off early. We do not. But I want to hear a little Hokies preview. I got to talk to Commanders tight ends coach David Rye yesterday. I thought it was a really interesting conversation. I'd like to play some of that. We got some bets to make, and I got a pie. Nobody go anywhere.